Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Yangxing, China, where a man went into the police station on June 1st, shortly after 21 people were arrested in an illegal gambling sting, and claimed he was a police officer from Chengdu province. Officials said the man, who smelled strongly of alcohol, told the Yangxing officers he was looking for one of the suspects arrested in the sting to transport him to another facility. But the cops were suspicious of the man's story. He eventually admitted he was just posing as an officer in an attempt to get his friend out of jail. The man, who said he learned police procedures when he previously worked as a police assistant, admitted to his deception in court, was jailed himself for 5 days. Now, here is the best part of this story. The friend that the guy was trying to get out of jail was not arrested in that sting. So he went to jail, but the other guy had not been there. While we're in Zhejiang, China, let's go to a security guard named Gu. Gu was stopped by the cops on May 12th when he was seen riding his electric bicycle back from work with two suspicious-looking suitcases. After a short interrogation, Gu caved in and admitted to authorities that the suitcases were among the many, many items he had stolen from the factory where he worked. When the cops searched his home, they found stolen soap and brooms and toothbrushes and tissues and all sorts of things all over his apartment. In his refrigerator, he had two large bags of salt, 300 eggs, and three drawers of meat, all stolen from the factory and all neatly stacked and labeled. And each of those 300 eggs was marked with the date that Gu had stolen it so he could eat them before they went bad. Although, how long does it take to eat 300 eggs? That's going to be a while. They're going to expire, aren't they? Gu told police he had started stealing items from the factory's cafeteria and bathrooms last June, and when he wasn't caught, he just kept doing it. Well, now he's had to return the items. For that, the cops needed two police cars just for the eggs. Next, we go to West Boca, Florida, where high school principal is in trouble for plagiarizing a speech that he gave at commencement, a speech that millions of people have watched on YouTube. Principal Mark Stenner, under investigation by the school district after lifting almost an entire speech from David McCullough Jr., who's an English teacher in Massachusetts, who gave the speech at Wellesley High School in 2012. The speech was entitled, "You Are Not Special." Millions of people have watched this thing on YouTube, and it got a lot of media attention. The message of the speech is, look, you're not unique. It's a world of 7 billion people. Stenner seems to have taken the idea to heart and took verbatim large swaths of the speech. But he says, I liked the idea. I didn't plagiarize it. Although I probably should have said that this part and that part were taken from McCullough. He didn't give any attribution, cut the speech from 12 minutes down to 7. McCullough was asked by a reporter what he thinks of this whole thing. He says, well, at least somebody finds me quotable. Next, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where Denicia Heller called 911 to report that she'd gone to a house to buy marijuana, but the guy there took her $5 and didn't hand over a nickel bag. A cop showed up to take her report, said, do you have any drugs on you right now? And she reached into her pocket and pulled out a bag and said, yeah, I have this. This was a white substance which tested positive for alpha PVP, a psychosis-inducing street drug known as Flacca. She was jailed on drug possession and charged with misusing the 911 system. And I got to get this last story in. A story from Henrico County, Virginia, of Laquanda Newby, who went to court to face charges of leaving her 6-year-old and 1-year-old in her car while she went shopping at Sam's Club. It was a hot day. People were worried about baked baby syndrome. They saw the kids gasping for air. They called the cops. Laquanda showed up at court this Monday to be booked on that charge. While she was in court, passers-by alerted deputies to the 6-year-old and 1-year-old who were again in the car on a hot day, and now she faces charges for both of those incidents. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. On behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Colin and all of us who work on the large morning show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Check my website, harrisonline.com. Follow me on Twitter, @PaulHarrisShow, and thanks for listening.